Gursaurabh Singh Tour. Welcome to the Biker Radio broadcast. Welcome to the long way home.
Thank you. It's a pleasure and I feel privileged.
Oh, thank you so much. You know,
I was hoping to get a drum roll in the background.
Oh, milega.
Acha.
Aur kya chahiye bolo?
That's it.
Hor daso.
ek drum roll mil jaye.
Kaun sa? Dhol wali hai.
Mix mil jaye na.
Radio broadcast advises safety at all times, discourages underage riding, but celebrates the spirit of motorcycling.
And how?
This is Tango Charlie, Green T515. Come in.
To the 85th episode of the Biker Radio Broadcast, a podcast on motorcycling from India, celebrating her heroic riders, legendary mechanics, and iconic builders through stories told by members of the community, one legend at a time. I'm Shandy, and I've been waiting 5 years to get this man into our guest chair. Gursaurabh Singh Tour, or as most of us know him, Sabi, is a Navrat. Nope, not the Korma, although he'd never say no to one. What a true gem. You know, he's the heart of the party and getting the crowd going is merely a gear shift for him. He predates the Instagram era and, like the old timers, rode out just for the fun of it, often back from places the rest of the tribe hadn't even heard of yet. But there's a 2009 motorcycling documentary by Gaurav Jani, a dear biker and filmmaker who we sadly lost a couple of years back, that we'd urge you to watch, called One Crazy Ride, where Sabi, along with the 60 KPH club members, are seen making their way from Tawang to Dong in Arunachal Pradesh without getting into Assam. And all of this through an untried route that not even the locals were familiar with. And Sabi will surprise you when you least expect it. He'll accept defeat, but be back on his steed 2.0, 3.0, ready to rock. Like his other illustrious 60 KPH members, he's truly been romancing the road, never back from a ride. But that restless mind is always eager to solve problems, and that's something the startup ecosystem thrives on. And that's where we pick up the threads as the story goes on. Son, father, husband, biker, scientist, founder, entrepreneur, inventor, explorer, foodie, friend, and most lovably, a comedian at heart, we give you Gursaurabh Singh Tour. God, man, it's been so long.
It's been very long, and we've been planning and kuch, kabhi kuch, kabhi kuch, kabhi kuch.
How long back was it since we had beer on our dining table?
Oh. I guess maybe 3 years.
At least
3 years.
Yeah. So that's what has been happening in these 3 years?
A lot is going on. I made a shift towards electric, if you remember. A long story short.
Yeah.
Okay. Electrics are the future and everything.
Yes.
And, you know, and this was going on in my mind that I must get into this field.
Mm.
So I took the plunge about 5 years ago.
Mm.
Starting from the bottom.
Mm.
I don't have a degree in engineering, by the way, so...
Yeah, you look like it.
Thank you very much. I'll take that as a compliment. So, the way I see it is, our entire blue collared staff travels on what? On a bicycle. Ko bolte Atlas wali bicycle. That simple classic design.
Yeah.
People find them very reliable.
Right.
And they are.
Yeah.
Because they have proven their worth again and again over the last 60 years.
Yeah.
So this came to my mind that if we can somehow electrify those existing bicycles.
Right.
Right. Competition is very important.
Yeah.
So these bicycles have been competing with each other. The brands have been competing with each other.
Right.
Then there are aftermarket suppliers who
make
brakes and tires and stuff. So that sort of fierce competition for 60 years has got the prices so low that it's unbelievable.
Right.
100 rupees for a tire, 20 rupees for the brakes. There's no way even Tesla can come here and do anything here because just no way. Even China. Why do you think China didn't try up till now to make a replica of this cycle?
It's a good question.
Why? They can't. I just met a manufacturer a couple of days ago and they told me that they are manufacturing 4,000 of these bicycles per day.
Wow.
Now give you, let's talk about economies of scale here. Let's say there's a little washer. Okay. Goes somewhere under the bell, yeah, under the seat somewhere. Say it is for 1 rupee. Okay. The question is, should I put it or should I not put it? So I'm making 4,000 bicycles per day. I'm saving 4,000 rupees per day. I am saving 12,000 rupees a month.
Right.
So you see, I'm saving 1,40,000 rupees for the sake of just a washer.
Yeah.
All right.
So if you go by cost cutting,
I have already done it.
Yeah.
I have already cut the cost because I am now playing in numbers. That let the bicycle go out with just 2 rupees profit for that matter. But then numbers are so high, I will earn my profit.
Correct.
Whereas China, even if they manufacture the bicycle at their end at a much cheaper cost, which is impossible
now
because I've cut everything down.
Right.
On top of that, they have to pack and ship and logistics and this, and they just can't.
Yeah.
So hence, they'll always go into sectors where the money is to be made.
Correct.
Not in these sectors. So this sector remains in.
So they'll do things which are shippable, right?
They have to consider those costs as well, and profits, and dealer costs, and the importers.
Unless we have a whole bunch of Chinese cycling down the Himalayas. Lelo.
Even then, they will not be able to compete with this one bicycle. They may be able to compete with
that.
That's
what you've gotten yourself into.
Yes. So I thought, look, if I have to go ahead, let's electrify these existing bicycles.
Wonderful.
And this is, these people have their faith in this bicycle. They are willing to use it. The parts are easily available. Let's just make a simple design which bolts on to the existing design and no modifications, no nothing. Lets you operate the pedals if you want to. If you want to run it completely on a motor, does that as well. Takes you from point A to point B. Reliable, good speed, good power. Two people can sit fine. One guy sits, it's fine. Waterproof, weatherproof, things like that. This is going to be, in my opinion, something that can help give a faster mobility to the blue collar sector.
Wow.
ਬੀਤ ਗਏ ਉਹ ਸਮੇਂ ਪੁਰਾਣੇ ਉਹ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਕਦੇ ਨਾ ਮੁੜ ਕੇ ਆਉਣੇ ਟਾਮਾ ਟਿੱਲਾ ਸਾਈਕਲ ਦੇ ਕੇ ਪਿੱਛੇ ਭੱਜਦੇ ਸਾਰੇ ਨਿਆਣੇ
ਬਰੂਮ ਬਰੂਮ ਮਾਰੋ ਕਿੱਕਾ ਤੇ ਸਟਾਰਟ ਕਰ ਲਓ ਆਪਣੀ ਬੁਲਟਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਮੈਂ ਇਕਜੋਤ ਸਿੰਘ ਬਸੀਨ
ਹਾਈ ਦਿਸ ਇਜ਼ ਜੋਬਨ ਜੋਰਜ
ਹਾਈ ਦਿਸ ਇਜ਼ ਮੀਰ ਬਿਸ਼ਪ
ਹਾਈ ਦਿਸ ਇਜ਼ ਮਿਲਨ ਕੁਰਾਨਾ
ਹਾਈ ਆਮ ਨਵੀਨ ਫਰਮ ਟੀਐਨਡੀ ਮੋਟਰਸਾਈਕਲਸ
ਦਿਸ ਇਜ਼ ਆਸਿਫ ਚਾਕੋ
ਦਿਸ ਇਜ਼ ਫਰਮ ਕੁਰਾਨਾ
ਦਿਸ ਇਜ਼ ਰਾਜੀਵ ਅਚਾਰਿਆ ਏਕੇ ਰਾਈਡ ਵਿਦ ਰਾਜ
ਦਿਸ ਇਜ਼ ਰਾਜੀਵ ਪ੍ਰਧਾਨ
ਹਾਈ ਦਿਸ ਇਜ਼ ਰਿਸ਼ਾਦ ਮਹਿਤਾ
ਹਾਈ ਦਿਸ ਇਜ਼ ਰੋਹਿਤ ਸੁਬਰਮਨੀਅਨ ਏਕੇ ਮਿਸਟਰ ਮੈਗਲਿਨ
ਆਈ ਐਮ ਰੋਹਿਤ ਬੈਟਰ ਨੋਨ ਐਜ਼ ਟੋਲ ਫ੍ਰੀ ਟਰੈਵਲਰ
ਹਾਈ ਆਮ ਰੰਗਮ ਟਿਕਾ ਮੁਖਰਜੀ
ਸਤਿ ਸ਼੍ਰੀ ਅਕਾਲ ਮੈਂ ਹਾਂ ਦਲੇ ਮੰਨੇ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਸੁਣ ਰਹੇ ਹੋ ਬਾਈਕਰ ਰੇਡੀਓ ਬ੍ਰੌਡਕਾਸਟ ਚੱਕ ਦੋ ਫਟੇ
Hi, this is Gursaurav Singh and you're listening to the Biker Radio Broadcast. Listen, connect, ride on.
You know, for the last 16 years, I have been into mechanical engineering, even though I don't have a degree, but the work that
You were born and you just got into this. You're 16, right?
No, thank you. I mean, I take care of myself. That's why I may look 16 too, but I'm 16 and a half.
All right.
And I'm 37 now.
Okay.
And so my work, it was predominantly into my expertise rather was into mold making.
Okay.
So you and mold making is a very broad blanket term. So
correct.
It further goes on into what sort of molds. So my prime expertise was into aluminium, which is sheet metal.
Okay.
I was kind of further, if you further go into it, so there's something called deep draw in which, say, large containers, cylinders, high pressure containers, you know, fuselage, things like this, which are long and deep. So that's one branch.
So you'd make the molds?
Yes, we would design and make the molds.
Okay.
And on other side, like you see, you have cars and you have car bonnets and car doors and cars. So those are also made by sheet metal.
Right.
So the molds that so I design those molds.
Okay.
And which stamp those parts out.
Right.
So large parts, molds can be 15 tons, 16 tons, 20 right. tons. Really large in size.
Right.
So that was my predominant.
Can I ask you a stupid question?
Sure, please.
How many molds do you get to make in a year?
Depends on how complicated and how big the molds are.
So how many have you done, which is the lowest and the highest, let's say?
Well, it depends on the complexity. So I'll start off with the most complex mold that I had worked on.
Oh.
It was a. We were doing a motorcycle tank, right? And tanks are stamped out in different parts. You have left and the right and the bottom and the top, and they are welded together. So the objective, our objective was to have one tank which has no welds at all. One stamp and the entire tank comes out. So that, the mold itself was 15 tons. And that was very, very complicated. And it took 1.5 years. Just to figure it out, and as far as I know, that's the only mold in the world which does that.
Okay.
So that was very complicated. It took a really big toll on my mind, and it's something like, you know, molds cannot go wrong.
Right. Obviously.
Everything else can go wrong.
Yeah. Molds templates can't go wrong
because you're going to get these molds done.
Yeah.
They're going to stamp parts out.
Yeah.
Then a whole team of engineers are going to work on those parts,
right.
And then they are going to go to the factories, and then they are going to go hit the markets.
Right.
So if you are at the bottom level where everything is pivotal,
yeah, you're the foundation of it.
You just can't screw up, you know. And the margin for error, or in engineering, it's called tolerance. Like what sort of, you're looking at nil tolerance.
Right.
And the deeper you start going in, you know, a mold has taken 600 hours of machining.
Okay.
100 hours of designing.
Okay.
Now at this stage, processes are there for the further processes. You just can't afford to screw up anything here.
Obviously.
You screw up something, this thing which has taken that sort of time, that sort of money, is going to go straight in the dustbin.
Right.
So that it's a lot of pressure.
Right. So when you say design, it's not just design, but you have to also execute it, machine it also.
Of course, you have to understand, you know, when even before designing, when we brief, I mean, when we get the brief, okay, if let's say you want a mold done. So what sort of machines do you have? What sort of expertise do you have? What's the process you're going to follow?
Right.
In accordance to that, I must know and I must understand the design.
Hi, this is Koka Rao, and you're listening to the Biker Radio Broadcast. Listen, connect, ride on.
Hi, and welcome back to The Long Way Home on the 85th episode of the Biker Radio Broadcast. A little bit about our podcast. We've been bringing to you legends of the motorcycling community by listening to their amazing stories. And all the 80 plus interviews are done in person, which means we have to travel from Delhi to do this. Well, we've been dying to get to Pune, Hyderabad, Bangalore, Chennai, Kolkata, Shillong, and expand the geography. But to do this, we need your help. All we ask of you is to drop into our Instagram page and follow us. Why? Because although we're not short duration, flashy, thumb through content, that's the current metric that promoters use to measure interest. So we have to thank you, but for being such an ardent audience beyond the 12 seconds that most spare on social media these days. So please head over to the Biker Radio Broadcast Instagram page and support us with your all-powerful follow.
back on the road again. We're talking to Gursaurav Singh Toor, the founder of Dhruv Vidyut, who's taken the common work cycle and strapped batteries and an electric motor. And he's asking, are you going to go my way?
Hi, I'm Shubhashish Sarkar, and you're on the long way home.
The Khurafati mind has always been there.
It's that right. Has to be there.
Yeah.
If you're into R&D and you have courses like I just said, I don't have a degree. Okay, so
right.
There are degree diplomas
right.
and stuff.
Right.
There's no degree or diploma which teaches you R&D.
Right.
Have you ever heard of 3-year R&D course? You know, there's none, because R&D comes from different branches.
Yeah.
So it's easier to say, but then, you know, the curves, the time curve, especially when you take a decision, it's going to span into weeks and months and then maybe years. So it's a slow process and it takes a lot of commitment and especially if you're aware of this, that you're going to take a decision, it's going to span across months.
Mm.
Are you willing to take that plunge or not?
Mm.
So wo ek acha, it's a long, slow curve and you take things as they come. There's no way to accelerate it.
But one thing that must have been in these last 3 years that you've spent, or five that you've spent, the one thing that must have been accelerating and going faster than you ever thought was the change in technology itself.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Whether on the battery side or on the motor side.
That is true. That's the same with all industries.
Right.
For example, music industry or even sound recording industry.
IT. Look IT. At IT.
You look at any industry.
Yeah.
Any industry. Food industry.
Yeah.
You know, logistics. Anything.
Yeah.
So,
लोग तो मेयोनीज ऐसे खा रहे हैं जैसे कि पता नहीं लेप लगा के
अभी मेयोनीज ओके इट्स अ गुड एग्जांपल यू नो मेयोनीज इफ यू टेक अप द एग्जांपल ऑफ मेयोनीज अ फ्यू इयर्स अगो लेट्स
हु हर्ड ऑफ मेयोनीज इन दिस कंट्री
चलो मैं आया मैंने सोचा ऐसा करते हैं पीपल आर फॉन्ड ऑफ ईटिंग दे नीड चटनी चाहिए एक नई तरह की जिसको कुछ खाने से लगा के खाया जा सके एंड स्पाइसी से प्रॉब्लम है बिकॉज सब लोग नहीं खा रहे तो लेट्स फाइंड समथिंग न्यूट्रल व्हिच आई कैन सेल राइट So I discovered this thing, right? It could be true mayonnaise se, Indianized mayonnaise kaise kare taki wo sasta bhi ho jaye, taste bhi theek lage, exactly what the Indian customer wants. So I get this, then I start advertising, isko isse bhi laga lo, isko sandwich pe bhi laga lo, isko ye kar lo, isko wo kar lo. Then this thing becomes popular. Then aur iska thoda variation kaise kar sakte hain, then more players jump in. More players when they jump in, they try and find niches. You know, ek aisa karte hain, isme thoda sa gobhi mila dete hain, so maybe this can become a sandwich spread.
Ek kehta hai vegetarian bana dete
hain. Ek ko haan bhai, ek bolte nahi, isme anda definitely dalte hain. So then we can ande ke sath taste aata hai. Koi bolta nahi, ye to mayonnaise hi cheez hi kharab hai. To butter hona chahiye. Butter, you know, so that's how it's any industry, one thing comes up. Competition, whenever competition happens, competition is very important for development. Why would you want to develop if you don't have
Absolutely.
Competition? So, you know, you and I and everybody who's listening must be paying, you know, 200 rupees a GB for data, internet data on their phones. 200 rupees. Yesterday I got 50 GB for 200 rupees. Okay, Airtel ka hai and whosoever is your provider. जब तक कंपटीशन नहीं आया था दे वर नॉट कटिंग द रेट एंड दैट्स फाइन एंड दे शुडंट
राइट
हु इज आस्किंग देम टू इफ यू आर विलिंग टू पे 200 फॉर जीबी ओके लेट मी टेक 200 बट देन कंपटीशन आ गया एंड लुक व्हाट्स हैपनिंग जब कंपटीशन आ जाता है यू बिकम मोर एफिशिएंट एंड बीइंग चीपर मोर कॉस्ट इफेक्टिव इज जस्ट वन वे ऑफ बीइंग एफिशिएंट that you start reaching that efficiency. So coming back to the original question, yes, this is a new technology and competition is fierce. People are jumping into it. It'll be a while, you know. Jo research 1000 hours ki hai usko 1000 hours chahiye. Wo 990 mein nahi ho sakta. Wo 500 mein nahi ho sakta. So who is willing to put in the 1000 hours? 1000 hours are going to be 1000 hours.
Right.
So time is here is consistent.
No, you put in 12000 hours, I guess.
I guess I have stopped counting.
365 into 10 is straight away.
It is a lot of. I mean, after a point, you just stop caring.
Yeah. No, but then you have put in a serious amount of time into this, and you are going somewhere with it.
I am, and this is the commitment it needs, and this is the commitment you have to put in.
Hi, this is Aniket Vardhan of the Musket V Twin. You are listening to the Biker Radio Broadcast.
If you're still around, you sure are clued into Sabi's interesting story, as is the story of every creator, artist and builder. But catch Aniket Vardhan's story on creating the Musket V-Twins, which took two Royal Enfield 500 and built an entirely new engine that cranked it up to a 1000cc beast. Check out episode 53 and 54 on the Biker Radio Broadcast. Well, very soon you'll hear the story of Carberry Motors, where Jaspreet Bhatia has been doing just the same. But what makes all these people unique is their unfailing will to bounce right back and keep plugging on. After a six-month hiatus, which involved termites, renovation, and thankfully a new studio, Biker Radio Broadcast 2 is back with a bang. And all of a sudden, we have attraction. Our website houses our auditorium, which has 85 stories to date of such legendary bikers, mechanics, and builders. I love your way. We'll be in Stoke outside Leh by the time this show gets published for the second Outback Festival celebrating music and adventure. No business, no trade show. I wouldn't be surprised if it's the world's highest motorcycle festival. But Kino from Big Mountain is coming, so are Antriksh, Tabachake, Nalayak, Delhi Sultanate, Begum X, Rasmanman, Dashugs, Suzon, and Puneet Singh. I know this is short notice, but you can plan for the next year at least. Back on the long way home with Gursaurav Singh, I asked him a little bit about his family, his father, mother and sister. And that's coming up next on the Biker Radio Broadcast. Listen, connect, right on.
Hi, this is Saurav Priyadarshi from Throttle Shuttle, and you are on the long way home.
My father was in the police. He retired about 12 years ago. And I did my honors in literature, so it's a whole
police and literature. Okay, carry on. I'm listening.
Yeah, I mean it's got my mom was a journalist. So it's my sister's into IT. Mm. So it was just one of the things. Like when I was younger.
So Delhi police.
Yes.
Okay.
So. I wanted to do this and wanted to do that, but eventually down the line, I knew that look, my heart is always towards these machines,
mechanically inclined.
And Punjabi matlab lohe ka kaam, loha, right. Loha matlab that's just like a magnet. I'm drawn into it.
Right. Anyone and else in the family?
No.
No one.
No one. It's in India, dambana bolte na ki this work is looked down upon. Matlab nobody takes a lot of pride.
Yeah, but aside from that, I mean, I'm just trying to figure out the magnetic force that takes one kid from such a educated environment and sucks him real hard into something which is completely out of that mold and into something mechanical. And the great thing is that something in your heart tells you to do it and you chase that.
It's like an artist, when art takes different forms. Right. Mm. You can draw, you can you can create.
Yes.
Right. You can create something in your mind first and then give it real form.
Right.
Right. That to win metals. I consider that as a lot of power.
Right. So for you, the draw was purely in a way artistic.
I mean, I'm not too sure because it will be a while before I have that sort of wisdom that okay, what made me do it? And it was just
Let's go back. 16-year-old. Okay.
Yeah, I mean,
you have got doctor, engineer, banja, lawyer, banja, ye banja, un banja.
Yes.
And you say main banjara ban gaya. Theek hai. So what? What was the decision making at that time? Was it that my uncle had a shop and I used to go there and I used to see the machines and I said, I want to work, do that. No, it wasn't in your case.
Well,
so what did you do?
I'll tell you what, initially I did my college and I always wanted to do further, study literature further on.
Here in Delhi?
Yes, here in Delhi. I did my honors graduation from Khalsa, DU. And thereon, I wanted to take it further. I wanted to go into literature. And, you know, there's peer pressure, there's parents, there's okay, karna kya hai? You have to get something real. Literature is not real. I mean, you must do something. So, okay, UPSC, let's prepare for that. Maybe that's one direction forward. Then, of course, my father and I are connected, and we are very close to each other. And he's just, I'm a photocopy. I mean, in terms of personality.
Oh, my God, I got to meet your dad.
You should. He's a very interesting fellow.
It's always good to know a cop.
But he's not that sort of cop. I mean, when I was in Delhi and, you know, somebody would catch me on the traffic light, I would be like, bhaiya, tu mera na double chalan kar de.
Papa ka bolta.
Haan, wo tum phone karoge, wo bolega ke ye to mera beta nahi hai. In fact, he's an imposter. Why don't you jail him? So he was that kind of, he's a very strict dad initially, but...
what's his name?
His name is Jagtar Singh.
Okay.
And lot goes... My dad is one major driving force in my life.
Wow.
And I'll put it, everybody says it, but I see it very clearly. My dad made this thing very clear ke, you know, there is no other way around than to hard work. And he made it clear in different terms, and ke, and he just kind of, you know, something gets embedded in your mind that look, you have to do it. He is from Haryana, we are from Haryana, from Hisar. Jahan ek chota sa village jahan bus bhi nahi aati hai. ठीक है, बिजली विजली तो पता नहीं कब आई है, आई डोंट इवन रिमेंबर. स्कूल नहीं है, कुछ नहीं है. आई थिंक टोटल पॉपुलेशन ऑफ आवर विलेज इज प्रोबब्ली 1500.
वाओ.
अब उस गांव में माय डैड बीइंग देयर, यू नो, इन हिज 60s, ही वांट्स दैट, यू नो, ही वांट्स टू एक्सेल, राइट? Now, why? I don't know. Sometimes we sit and we talk, we have our drinks, and we're like, why? It's like, why? It's like, I just, you know, it's inherent, right? I want to excel. I want to be number one. This is what I want. So he does his graduation. And mind you, like in his own terms, I was just listening to him. He says, 8th mein toh hume ABCD padhana shuru kiya tha in English. And 10th hamara English ka exam hai. Then he was, you know, on his own. I mean, let's find somebody who can give us more time. Let's do this. Ratta lagate hain, ye karte hain, wo karte hain. Finally, he comes to Delhi. He goes in, IMA ka exam dete hain, police ka. Both get cleared.
Right.
He has two appointment letters, right? One from IMA, one from Delhi police. And then he's making a choice, right? So sometimes and he just made it clear that, look, you want something, it's right there. Right there. Okay? Walk the walk and take it. Once you are aware of this, that it is entirely your choice.
Khud hi ko kar buland itna.
Lag ja ke utha lo yaar. Matlab, what are you waiting for?
Hi, this is Gursaurabh Singh, and you're listening to the Biker Radio Broadcast. Listen, connect, ride on. Sare puche mana kitsa, 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 kitsa. Rehta bhaiyan ke dila main, rakhu ko nahi gila main, dhoondo aur mila.
Like a radio broadcast. Listen, connect, ride on.
So what did you do?
I liked motorcycles initially. That was my initiation towards.
तब तक शुरू हो गया
था. हाँ हाँ. तो वो तो I was in college and I got a part-time job, and my dad was, look, you want to buy a bike? I'm against it, but if you want to go, still buy a bike, earn your money and buy it. I'm like, okay, fair enough. And but in the end, he did help me with some money though. So he gave me 5,000 at that time. I remember 5,500, and I took.
Which year was this?
This was 2002.
Wow.
And I took up a job while I was in college in a market research company, and I got my first salary, and he gave me 5,500, and I got a second-hand bullet. So thereon, you know, okay, this is. And before that, I mean, I had a scooter and a moped, right, and this and that, so something tinkering, this and that, and that was the initiation towards machines, parts,
okay,
understanding how things work. Okay, yes, like, aray, okay, this is how it is. Oh, this is aluminium, this is metal. Oh, look, it's so hard. Oh, this is so soft. Oh, why does this happen? Okay, let's get it welded here. Oh, ye welding toot kaise gayi? What happened here? This was initially, this is how स्पीड क्या है, ओके, व्हाट इज पावर, व्हाट इज टॉर्क, ये कैसे हो रहा है सारा कुछ, हाउ डू बिग व्हील्स एंड स्मॉल व्हील डिफरेंशिएट इन यू नो क्या परफॉर्मेंस, देन आफ्टर दैट वो एक यू नो कैस्केडिंग इफेक्ट, देन आफ्टर दैट आई गॉट एन आरडी एंड दिस एंड दैट, देन आई स्टार्टेड ट्रेडिंग विद पार्ट्स दैट गेव मी द मनी टू डू द स्टफ आई वांटेड टू डू.
एक्सप्लेन दैट.
So you know RD350s at that time, right. Parts at that internet nahi tha.
Yeah.
Delhi was, I realized ki Delhi mein na you can buy these things. Yeah. Mayapuri se le lo, yahan se le lo. And a lot of people want to buy them.
Right.
There's good money to be made here.
Right.
So I did that.
But then how would you find customers?
Internet was there.
Achha.
Emails hain, okay. Telephones hain.
Okay.
WhatsApp nahi hai. Internet itna predominant, itna dominant nahi
hai. Orkut hai.
Orkut, yes, Orkut hai. That is true. Yeah. So you get and chote-chote clubs Yahoo groups pe bane hain. So you go like, look, I have these parts. Here are the photographs.
So most of it would come from Bangalore.
Some so Bangalore was you know a hub where people don't mind you know giving you a lot of money.
Yeah.
If they want what they want.
No, RDs. RDs was hugely in demand.
RDs, South mein, there was always, they were a step ahead.
Pune also a little
Pune,
bit.
Pune, Hyderabad.
Hyderabad, yeah.
Punjab. These were places. So, that was a very brief, maybe 2 years or 3 years.
Right.
But it's important because that gave me the money.
Yeah, the entrepreneurship kicked in there, right?
So, paisa aa gaya, abhi this is my money and look, I can blow it up whenever I want to, however I choose to. And it's, so let's do bullshit now,
right?
You know, let's get stuff, let's cut it up, let's do this, let's do that.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember you buy an engine, just open it up,
yeah,
and then just let it be.
Yeah.
Why? I don't know. I mean, I just wanted to, you know.
I get it.
But then this thing went on, and then after that, one thing connected to another. Then I started, look, you know what? Let's take this trading further. How about exports? So RD350 has a much larger demand all across the world. And I'm not getting parts. So let's just start making parts. What do I need?
Ooh.
What are the simplest parts? Okay, these are the simplest parts. Okay, what has the maximum revenue? So I discovered the sheet metal, like especially tanks. Tanks, people don't mind spending money because this is something which is integral because petrol to sara usme ja raha. Plus, it's like a cosmetic thing. So wo achha mil jaye, they're ready to...
Achha.
So, okay. That makes the you know the most sense. Let's start doing this. Ye banega kaise? Sabse pehle then... let's find kuch karigar jo haath se banate hain, ye karte hain, wo karte hain. It was a very tedious, time-consuming process.
So you had a shack in Mayapuri or something? No. That's where you used to live?
Ye sara kuch ghar pe ho raha tha.
Achha.
But lekin jab yahan tak aa gaya hai ke it's making noise, other people are involved, you're hiring people. Then I was like, look, this is not going to work.
Yeah.
Then...
Where were you guys staying?
In Dwarka. I moved to Dwarka in 2001 or 2002. So this was around that time. And so in Delhi Kent Sadar Bazaar, there was a little shop I rented out for 3,000. I was like, yaar, ye theek hai, idhar karte hain. So one more year went by. US became a huge market for me.
How come?
Because somehow better than European buyers, people in US were willing to pay more money.
For what?
For parts.
You are manufacturing special parts.
Yes, for things you cannot get. For example, Nortons. Nortons, aapke paas Norton hai, you know, you spend a lot of, you're very passionate about it, and it's a collector's item.
Right.
Puri aapne ekdam mast taiyar karke rakhi hai. Now you want something just like a tank. Wo kaise hoga? Look, I come in the picture.
Oh, okay.
You know what? I do custom stuff.
Yeah.
This is how it's done.
Yeah.
I can communicate. Yeah. I can be available to you all the time. I get you whatever you want. You give me what I want. Money.
Hi, this is Gursaurabh Singh and you're listening to the Biker Radio Broadcast. Listen, connect, ride on.
The Biker Radio Broadcast. Listen, connect, ride on.
So US अच्छा एक market चला and
wow.
That gave me even more funds, even more exposure. Then I got...
You'll be very happy to know 23% of our listenership is in the US.
Oh, really?
Yeah. so you guys know where to write in for your tanks.
Yeah, I mean, but now I'm not doing those and one-off. But those one-off things, man, that was the game changer.
Uh-huh.
And that thing continued for a good amount of time. For a very long time, it was... it was these specialty parts, and people would come in and, you know, I want this. Take my money. Give me the parts.
Right.
Really.
My dad was okay now.
Not quite. I mean, okay. they don't, and I'm also not so open about what is exactly going on.
Right.
From the outside.
So who is giving you grief, mom or dad?
Mom, you know, moms are moms, especially Punjabi moms.
That's why I'm asking.
They're like, you know, yeah, puttar kuch karega, matlab, abhi kya kar raha, abhi to ye Delhi Kent mein ek dukaan mein baitha hai. Matlab, you know, I'm not able to explain it, but however, you have a little bit of money now. You have to, the reason I'm emphasizing again and again on this part is, for me, it was very clear that, look, I can talk the talk, okay? I just need money to substantiate my overall persona. Get what I'm trying to say?
Validation.
Just very, I'm doing something, you know, it's great. I'm very happy. I've got, a good exposure with things. It's not illegal and everything. I'm making good money. Life is in order. Look, if you just listen to me, everything is on track.
Okay.
This was my simple approach to it.
Yeah.
And honestly, sometimes when I look back and I realize when I was younger, I was like, totally fearless. Like, you don't think about these things. Do something. Yeah, let's do this.
Yeah.
So there was one chapter where we were supposed to, that was funny. We were supposed to make BSA Gold Star replica engines.
Whoa.
Entire engines.
Oh my God.
So this guy gives me a call. Hey, can you do it? I'm yeah, why not? It's like, are you sure?
Yeah.
Have you done an engine before? No.
No.
Will you be able to? Yeah. I mean, yeah, let's do this.
Yeah.
Bring it head on. Let's see. You know what? I mean, this is the amount. You can say it's reckless, maybe, like borderline, but then this is the passion you have that, look, I'll be able to do it.
Right.
So just bring it. Just bring it. Let's do it. He says, can you come to the US? Yeah. So then I go to the US. I bring a whole engine back in India, back to India in my bag. And I get stopped and what the hell are you doing?
That reminds me of the Santa Manta joke. The guy takes motorcycles across the border.
Oh, really?
I don't know whether it's Santa or Manta, one of them.
Okay.
All right. So, har roz, wo motorcycle pe reth bhar ke,
achha,
do taraf mein latka deta bags. He goes across the border and in the evening he comes back without the reth. The next day he again takes reth and he goes across. You know, and the customs guy keep on checking this check. He's like, ye kar kya raha hai? You know, what is it that he's doing? Long story short, they finally say, we're giving up. Just tell us, what are you smuggling? He says, motorcycles.
This is the Punjabi mind at its finest.
But talking of crossing borders, we have Colonel Vinod Matthews leading a dirty dozen ride across the Kyrgyz and Pamir ranges in Kyrgyzstan, which lies northwest of Mongolia. Well, he's sending us this My Way, which is your ride report, while you are on the ride, telling us about your ride, your friends and experiences. And if you too want to include yours on this show, connect with us and we'll get you all mic'd up. Take it away, Vinod.
My Way.
Hi, this is Vinod here. I'm speaking from Bishkek, back in my hotel room. Tired and worn out after a 350-kilometer ride from Toktogul to Bishkek, the capital city of Kyrgyzstan. We are on a ride through the wild mountainscape of Kyrgyzstan. We have done about 3,000 kilometers, covering some very interesting but intimidating terrain. The first day, we did a 320-kilometer ride to Issyk-Kul Lake, where we stayed in a yurt camp. Issyk-Kul Lake is one of the largest lakes after the Caspian Sea. Then we head for Naran, and next day on to Songkul, the largest lake at that altitude. We were very fortunate to watch the tribal games there. Lovely horseback riding by the locals. And then we touched Kazarman and then on to Arslan Bob, which is the area through which Alexander rode. And the first walnuts were imported by them into Europe. From Arslan Bob, we had come to Toktogul, where we started today. And we're back in Bishkek. This ride was organized by Mike and the Victorians. And we had 11 riders, out of which two people had to go back since one rider suffered an injury where he broke his ankle. This was when we headed up to the Songkul Lake. It has 32 switchbacks and the terrain was quite treacherous with gravel, and unfortunately for us it rained a bit in the morning. Due to the rain it made it all the more slippery, and he had a fall in which he injured his ankle. Anyways, nine of us finished the ride. It was a very interesting and fantastic ride. We rode through the Kyrgyz and the Pamir Ranges, through the Chu Valley, through the Fergana Valley. I'm looking forward to a good dip in the bath in some cold water, despite the temperature here, and maybe a spa tomorrow. I can feel each of my old aching bones hurt. That's it for me for now. This is Colonel Vinod Matthews on the Biker Radio Broadcast, and this is My Way.
My Way.
Back on the long way home, we are with Gursaurav Singh today, and he's made waves with his development of the DVEC electric conversion kit for Desi cycles. You know, somebody like Mr. Anand Mahindra has given him a standing ovation, tweeted, and even OMG India has featured him. He's been on Shark Tank India and has surprised everyone, making a Trojan offer of time rather than money as equity. Gursaurav Singh always packs something more than he's willing to reveal, but it is always a spectacular experience, if not worth a good laugh. We'll talk to Sobhi about the latest on the Dhruv Vidyut project and learn extensively on his Shark Tank India experience in the next episode. But swimming with the sharks aside, let's dive back with Sobhi as he's having a whale of a time. I'm Shandy. You're on the Biker Radio Broadcast. Listen, connect, ride on.
Hi, this is Bobby Singh, and you're on the long way home.
So I'm a young guy. I'm in the US. All right. So I hear about something called a strip club. I'm like, what the hell is this thing? Okay. And of course, I have...
Bring it on.
Yeah. And I have friends who are exactly like me. Yeah. I mean, they're very supportive and everything. And, you know, Swabi, you must check out. I'm like, okay. When is your flight? Tomorrow. Mm. Oh, so tonight we can do... Yeah, definitely. Yeah. We're supposed to, you know, take the engine out of the bike, pack it, and then I have a flight tomorrow. But then that can happen tomorrow, okay? Mm. Like 1 hour before my flight. Let's hit the strip club first.
Right.
So we go to the strip club. We do the stuff that is supposed to be done in the strip club.
Yeah.
And we spend... almost the entire night there.
Yeah.
So next morning, I have my flight at 11.
Yeah.
At 9, we wake up. Decide, like, you know what? We don't really have the time to take this engine out.
Mm.
So why don't we chop?
Chop the bike up.
Chop the bike up.
Yeah.
So we are chopping the bike. And it's like 60% chopped up now. Okay.
Oh, my God.
And I'm supposed to miss the flight. So my flight, we were in Oregon. I was supposed to go to Vegas.
Mm.
And then from Vegas to India.
Mm.
And there was like a 3-day period here.
Mm.
And I had some work in Vegas as well.
Mm.
So I'm like, look, this is not going to work. I'm going to miss my flight. Why don't I go to Vegas now, do my work, rent a car, drive back to Oregon, take this engine, then drive back to Vegas and then go to India. All in 3 days. It seems fine. By the way, trivial things like I don't really have a license to drive. I've never driven a left-hand car before. Oh, but you know what? Who cares about all of that? and it's the middle of the winter. I mean, it's all snowing. And who cares about all of this stuff?
Right.
And I managed to do all of that.
Wow.
And it was... So the point is it's...
Bring it on.
Bring it on, man. Let's just see and... That has been a formula kind of thing.
Dekhi jayegi.
You know, so it's like you when you're confident, you know, you do this a couple of times and it works. It's not a practice. You
and it worked.
It does. It many times does. I think the wisdom, the older you get, you realize, that, okay, you know what? Let's not get into it first.
Mm.
Let's first plan.
Mm.
Okay, in the last 10 years, this is what... A little bit of learning I have got.
Mm.
Let's not rely upon it 100%.
Mm.
However, I know that, look, this has happened like a dozen times. Whenever I get stuck, you put in some time, you find a way.
Mm.
Take a little problem, little solution, little problem, little solution. Somehow this thing works.
Right.
Ye ho jayega, so let's not get so...
So you come from the possibility of it happened already.
Yes, then
you work backwards.
Exactly.
Right.
So it'll work out, all right? Let's not get so worked up upon it ke nahi ho payega. It will work. Okay. Coming back to electric, you know, I knew that I'm not going to be able to sustain very long because this takes too much pressure on you.
Okay.
from custom paths, you move on into production.
Right.
Now it's not one-off things. Now these are complicated.
Right.
Things. Now you're talking to suppliers who say that, look,
Stock. We'll
sell it. Why don't you make 100 of these?
Right.
Now this is a whole different ballgame.
Yeah.
Okay. You are able to do it? Yes. You have delivered it? Yes.
Yeah.
Have you made money? Yes. But then is it worth it? Down the line, you realize, look, this is taking a lot of pressure on you.
Mm.
There's too much. And you need a backup here now.
Mm.
This I cannot continue for the rest of my life or for the next 20 years. Electrics, like the magnetism was there for mechanical. Electric somehow, like, ye hi future hai. This is the future. This is how it is. Must move in this direction.
Right,
must
right.
move in this direction. So you think. You start reading, start learning, get somewhat whatever exposure you have,
right.
learn and kuch karke dekhte hain, chota sa kuch. I got an e-rickshaw, chopped it up just to see what is going on.
Mm.
Good part here is because you have so much hands-on experience with mechanicals.
Right.
You're easily able to, take strides because it's just those little electrical components that you have to learn about.
Yeah.
The rest, everything is kind of familiar. That's
correct.
That's my forte. That's my family. Okay, I know what it is. Mm. Coming back to my side of the story, when I said, okay, let's find a way that we get to the masses,
right.
give them what they want.
Right.
So this is a thought process is going on. What can we do? What can we do?
Mm.
Bijli hai, electricity, water has reached just about everywhere.
Mm.
Wherever it is not reached, wahan ek do saal mein pahunch jayega. What's the next step?
Mm.
Connectivity, theek hai, just about everybody has a phone now. Jahan pe nahi hai, aa jayega. But now what? Let's give them mobility.
And mobility for the masses, it is. That's it from the Soundboard Podcast. So Gur Saurabh's DVEC project is now 2 years down the road since we recorded this interview, ready to roll out for the consumer. We'll catch up with you with that story in the last week of September. Thank you for tuning in. We'll really appreciate you hitting the follow button on our Instagram account. And for those of you who've stayed back to listen to the whole podcast, you're welcome to join the Biker Radio Broadcast Club by visiting our website. Nope, we don't want everyone in there. It's only for our core supporters and true believers. Bittersweet and Little Sar, you're with me, Shandy, on the Biker Radio Broadcast Hour. For the ride ahead, be good. And if you can't be good, be careful. Listen, connect, ride on.